Quay. Bonjour. Hello. My name is Steph Paquette. Welcome to Pisaism.
That drum arm, I found it in at the office, and I said, perfect, I'm going to bring this because it's already made, and I know nothing about sewing, so I can't make my own.
That's Nathan McMartin from Temiskaming First Nation having a laugh at his lack of skills when it comes to sewing. This is the third and final part of Nathan's drum making teachings.
The drumstick, well, they're known as drum arms. So the drum arm, usually back in the day, it was more with like tree branches or saplings or whatever, but it was still used with hide, similar with this, because then what they did was they just let it dry on it, but they put in the four medicines, or they put in what was around their area as well. Some would stuff it with bark. I've heard of bark in there. Heard of them only using tobacco or only using sage, cedar, sweetgrass. And that's why I always come back to the what's around you, what's in your area, because it's made with the same intentions but with the different ingredients. You know, like here it's all deer, but long ago we only used moose hide because moose hide was, there's more moose in the area and still is. Yes, there were deer, but not as much. So that's why it was easier to always work with moose hides. Your drum arms, the ones that carry medicine and are going to have like either that sweet grass or that cedar, the sage or the tobacco, those are the four main medicines. And when they carry that, that's when you're always using it for like, for me anyways, in my perspective, is that's when you're going to use it for ceremonies. You're going to see like people at hand drum ceremonies or powwows that are going to do hand drumming, and they're going to have sticks like those ones that are just made with cloth or there's certain material in there. It doesn't, not all of them will carry that medicine in there.
So note to self, it is called a drum arm, not a drum stick. Hey Nathan, how about you play us a little song?
I'm horrible with songs, horrible with remembering songs. So like every once in a while I pick it up, obviously when I'm alone because I'm a horrible singer. But I would drum, and then a song will come, and I'll be able to listen to it in my mind. But there's just something that I know I have to finish that once, and it's been with me for like 2 years now, and I just need to finish it somehow. But when you're just grabbing your drum and you're going to sit there and practice, you just all of a sudden you're going to, something's going to come to your mind, and it's going to tell you. You're not even going to know why or how or what, but giving to culture, it gives back without you even knowing. Like there's things where I've heard stories of people meeting people and said, I had a dream of you. She's like, yeah, it's about time you showed up. And they're like, what? So, you know, I find a lot of cultures out of coincidence as well. With drum making, it's all about, like I mentioned, good intentions. You're making your child. That's what you're doing, is you're raising your child. So when you're making it, always good intentions. But then when it's awakened, you want to treat it like your grandmother. So some people will have the teachings like, we'll paint on it. Some people are against it because they're like, would you paint on your grandmother's face? You know, well, seen grandma put on makeup before, what's the difference, right? So same goes for me. Like I'm a realist, you know, if that's who you are, go with it because that's who you are. If you're hiding it, you're not being true to yourself, and that's what who Indigenous people are. You're true to yourself to be able to help others. You could buy this kit online, like these ones here are probably $180, but yet you could string it together and not know what to do with it after. But you have the teachings beforehand or while you're making it, it changes that the feeling of the drum as well for yourself because you give it a different type of respect.
All right, so Nathan wasn't in the mood to sing us a song, but he did share with us the variables that affect the drum sound.
The sound differs the way it finishes. So the reason why this one here comes all the way down is that it lasts longer. So you'll see a lot of drums. If you look online, you'll see a lot of drums that are just webbed in through halfway, but it won't carry this. It'll carry a higher pitch sound as well. So here the sound will come underneath, but then you'll see I actually have a lip all the way around. So the acoustics are even different as well. But when it's fully dry, and I think it's warmed up now, it actually has a higher pitch sound because I pulled this one tighter. I pulled it tighter to be able to last in ceremony because going into the sweat lodge, I wouldn't want to lose the tone of my drum while in ceremony. So different sounds, different makes, different hides. Hides are a big thing. This one is moose, so it is thicker. Deer hides are thinner, and bear hide is extremely thin. But they all have different tones. They say the thicker the hide, the lower the pitch. But also it depends on how tight you pull it. So that is the biggest thing as well. If you're going to pull it just enough to have the sound, then it's when you go into ceremony, it's going to soften up and you won't have a sound after. You're just going to be hitting and it's barely going to have a sound. So,
all right. So what about those big drums we see at the powwows?
The big powwow drums, those ones there are grandfather drums, they're called. And each of these drums, you're supposed to treat them like a grandparent. You always go out, you always feed it, you always cover it up when you're going to leave it sit and rest. So you never leave it. So if you have a grandfather drum and you have a stand for it, you don't leave it in the stand, like laying there, covered up, because then you kind of, the teaching I got from that is you always want to respect it. So you wrap it up and you cover it and you stand it on its side. So this way here, it's always facing. Grandfather drums, almost the same thing with the hand drums. They're there for ceremony. And when you use them for that purpose, it's for healing.
Well, there you have it. Miigwech to Nathan McMartin from Temiskaming First Nation for sharing his drum making knowledge with us. Miigwech to Amélie Brassard from Minwashin for recording this teaching. Miigwech to Semyon for the music. And Kichi Miigwech to all of you for listening. My name is Steph Paquette, and this is Pisaysin. Pisaysin is a project initiated by Minwashin.